This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. Seekingarrangement.com. Sugardaddy.com. At first glance, these look a lot like ordinary online dating sites. They promise to match, quote, successful, beautiful people with each other. But in one big way, they're very different.
I mean, it's really specific to the person. My friend, so the way she described it to me was, oh yeah, you get paid to go out on the town with, like, you know, these guys.
This is a young woman we'll call Adrienne to protect her privacy. She's what's called a sugar baby. She gets paid by a man she met online, called a sugar daddy, to act as his girlfriend. Or maybe be his girlfriend. It's not always so clear. These sites have exploded in the Bay Area. The site SugarDaddyForMe.com claims that its membership in San Francisco is growing 50% faster than in any other metropolitan area. Seeking Arrangement reports about 54,000 local users. Seeking Arrangement says a typical sugar daddy pays his sugar baby more than $4,000 a month. Both parties are promised a, quote, mutually beneficial relationship. In today's show, we'll look at this under-the-radar part of the Bay Area's booming economy, where some people benefit, others suffer, and the role of the law isn't always clear-cut. We'll start with Adrienne, the sugar baby. KALW's Liza Veal has her story.
I'm looking for something fun and low commitment.
I just want someone to share expensive adventures with.
Don't want anyone needy.
I want to invest in a lovely girl, not someone who does this professionally.
Someone to indulge.
Adrienne's been reading sugar daddy profiles for a few years, and she says typical guys on these sites say things like,
oh, I really want a girl to show off to my friends who, you know, I can dress up and, like, dress in designer clothes and... For me, I'm like, that doesn't interest me at all.
Adrienne's 21 years old and a student at UC Berkeley. On campus, she'd blend right in with the other English majors. She's got a messy ponytail, no makeup really, a backpack, sundress, black leather boots. She's girly with a big smile. We meet in a big oak-paneled library with skylights up high. When we walk in, she rushes around touching the spines of the books and kind of swooning. She's into poetry. And
studying, which I just love doing.
She's earnest.
I believe in true love, and I am such a romantic.
She thinks a lot of sugar daddies are just looking for sex, but she's not comfortable with that role.
I'm so different than that it, for me, it was very much kind of turned into like a manic pixie dream girl, essentially.
Manic pixie dream girl, it's a trope, a type of girl who sneaks in and out of your life trailing sparkles. She's girlishly unpredictable. She makes you feel alive. Adrienne likes playing that girl.
Very Lolita-like, these guys who have, like, monotonous lives, like, making them feel excited.
Excitement, adventure, this is what the website says they're all about. The site Adrienne uses is called Seeking Arrangement. According to their press department, the average sugar daddy is 43 years old and makes over $400,000 a year. The average sugar baby is 24. A lot of them are students, and they outnumber sugar daddies 6-1. Adrienne says despite that imbalance, she is in high demand.
I've heard that the sugar daddies get a lot more messages than the sugar babies do. In my experience, I, like, get messages, like, constantly.
Adrienne grew up in San Diego with a single mom. Money wasn't an issue. She describes herself as middle class. And she originally joined the site because she wanted to do an art project about transgression, playing with taboos. But sugar dating worked for her. She could find guys that she says weren't creepy to her. Guys who felt like...
Like, I want to give money to someone who I, like, really... I think it's great what they're doing with their life, and I want to adore someone and take care of them.
2 years later, she's gone from one semi-long-term sugar daddy to the next. It's not always straightforward. For example, her first relationship.
Well, he was married. He was the only sugar daddy I had that was married, and I learned my lesson on that one just because I wound up creating this genuine relationship with him, which I think crossed into the boundaries of, oh wait, I could hurt his marriage, It just worried me. I didn't want to ruin his marriage, and he didn't want to either.
She has a lot of sympathy for that guy, and for the others.
The sugar daddy I have now, he, like, does not know how to do that.
Meaning attract women. He feels more qualified to approach a woman if it's understood that he can give her something in return.
Like, I can provide you with something.
And they could provide a lot. Adrienne says her current sugar daddy gives her $3,000 a month in allowance. She says she was making twice that in another arrangement, but the guy was a jerk, so she ended it.
If I weren't in this relationship, I would be very stressed. If I wasn't in an arrangement, I would be spending a lot of time working in order to pay for school and in order to pay for rent, and I'm just so grateful.
She doesn't calculate the number of hours she spends with her sugar daddy because she says it doesn't feel like sex work or really work at all.
I never faked wanting to be around them. Sex was never expected. It just happened.
Adrienne doesn't want to be a sugar baby forever. She's planning to go to grad school, and she figures she won't have the time. And eventually she wants to have a romantic relationship that's not with a sugar daddy. But she doesn't want a boyfriend just for the sake of having one.
I'm trying to be in this place where I know I'm not filling a hole with someone, so I can tell if I actually love someone or not. And I don't think I know it sounds like, well, maybe you're filling it with the sugar daddy, but it's not like that. That's very compartmentalized for me.
So for now, Adrienne enjoys the time she spends with her sugar daddies.
It doesn't feel like sex work. Like, it's literally like a 21st century relationship with clearly defined lines.